My friend Dustin has a question to try you.
Sure, go ahead, Dustin.
Whenever it's
up
the day, I feel like
there's,
I don't have much to do. I don't
know if
I'm meditating. Should I
be slow? First of all, what do you mean by end of the day? You work or from the school or what?
Just any point during the day when I feel bored. Whenever I don't have anything to do.
Each person is different, you know, what you like to do. Do you like meditate better or do you like to read better? Do you like to sit and just, you know, gaze at the great sign? Do you like to dance kirtan or, you know, any technique that we have given? Which one make your mind calmer and more connected to God and bring a spirit of God to yourself? And another thing is get involved with the mission, get involved with John's work, and see how you can get together. You know, one person have a lot of power to influence other people. Two people have even greater power to influence other people. Three even better. Four, great. 12, you can create the communities of light together. And so our teaching is very open to all kinds of individuals and the aptitude and the ability that person has. And so again, go to know yourself, you know, what is the best for you, what you can do to come out of idleness. Idleness, what you're saying actually sounds like I have some time. Now what am I going to do? If I don't know what to do, I become what? I become idle. And idleness, of course, is the essence of all the problems, you know, people get themselves into. So, you have to tell me more about, you know, what exactly what you mean by this time. Okay, if you have time in your hand, you can read though. You can meditate. You can gaze on the great sign. If you have too much energy and you can do nothing of them, do something constructive. And what is best or better than being constructive toward the manifestation of the mission? You know, get with John and see how you both can do. Start the class together. You know, as a helper together and start teaching yoga class or meditation class or study, you know, group together. There are so many things you can do. Make a movie, you know, for the mission. You know, that's another thing you can do. You know, there is or write about the mission or start a newsletter or a newspaper or write an article to the school newspaper or your local newspaper. You know, it really depends upon your aptitude and what is your abilities. What are your abilities? I'm getting in trouble. Hello, can you hear me? Yeah, I probably got this question. Okay, what is about the Spanish you said?
Yes, that's right. I've known
Dustin
for quite a while.
He's
always embarrassing
in
Spanish class,
but how
quickly he learned
it. He's very good at it. Wow, okay. Is he good enough to study a website?
Yes, he is.
Wow. Okay, well. One thing he can do is maybe he can translate the website that Ishvara have translated to the French and start in a Spanish website for the mission. And I'm sure, you know, Ishvara doesn't mind helping him out. That keeps him pretty busy for a long time.
He has vastly more computer intelligence than I do.
Okay.
I think that's a great place for Dustin to start at. I think that would be very good.
Great, because if we can have the Spanish website, we can reach millions of people in South America, and which they cannot either speak English or read English or French. And with the French, of course, we have reached many, many millions of people in Africa and in Quebec and France and many other places. And we, if we can have the Spanish, we almost cover most of the humanity, you know, because most of the people speak either English, French, or Spanish. That's the three colonial nations that spread their language all over the world. That maybe God's plan was to spread these three languages. Now we have three people. So, how about that, Dustin? What do you think about that? Okay, great. Ishvara, do you want Dustin to get in touch with you and work with him, or?
Sure, but I assume maybe John can give him my email address. It would be a great idea. I just want to say that Wada is the person in charge of translation, because he's much better in English than me.
Yeah. Okay. How about Radha? Do you want to help with Ishvara and Dustin to get this going?
Yes, Mr.
Yar,
as much as I can.
Sure. You know you are very busy and you are doing many, many other things, but it's very important if you can get this, if you can Spanish. That's one of the things we wanted to do for some time, to have a Spanish, you know, website. And so, Dustin and Ishvara and Radha knows also Spanish. I don't know how well you know, I know you know some, but probably Radha can help Dustin and Ishvara can help Dustin to set up the website. Does Dustin know anything about the setting of website? Let's first, Saraji has something to do.
Oh, I was just going to say, Rod is also known as Eagle Eye. She's very good at doing this kind of thing.
She's very good in finding, you know, problem in Doe, and we just received an email from her telling us she found a couple of problems, which was, she's correct, but we need to change them. Okay, well, Dustin, do you know how to set up the website?
No, he doesn't.
Okay. Then Ishvara can help him in that regard, and Radha can help him in translation, and these three can work together for the Spanish website. Is that solve the problem of not having anything to do, Dustin? Is that meant, or does it mean this? Or that's okay? Okay. Also, you know, John is going to give you the email address for Ishvara and Radha, so you can get in touch with them and start the process. And if you guys need my help, of course, you know where to find me. And also, you said you play some instruments. You can put the Harim Sherihan into music if you want. You know, or sing about the greatest sign. or the eternal divine path, or the mission, or God, and how He has unified the humanity and the teaching, so that can become a kind of a meditation for you, playing and putting songs related to these things. That's another thing if you want to do.
I know that Frank will make sure that he is able to get in contact with both his car and Rod.
Okay.
I know the entire first page of Go is typed. I think that will be a good project to move to work on. All thanks to you, God. Yes, yes. You know, it's funny, when you start working on doing translating, I was lucky enough to be the one that originally typed Go, and that's how you learn all about it. It's pretty neat.
Yeah, even we started it, we have only a typewriter, an electric typewriter, and she would, type it, and then I changed something, she had to type the whole thing over. It wasn't computer that you just changed that part, this is changed, so. She had to talk the whole thing over and over and over, and then, God sent good typist and good worker here for the mission. Finally, she loved it.
That's
how it should be. You should do the mission work because you love it to do it. Because it makes so much sense. And you say, I want to do this and enjoy it very much. And, of course, if we have time and we feel, we're idle, we can close our eyes. Okay? We don't have cross leg, you can just sit by your chair and close your eyes. And let, the flow of the energy come to your body and start meditating wherever you are. Okay? Or you can close your eyes and see what everything is located in the room you're sitting. Where is your house located in the neighborhood? There's a neighborhood in the, city. Where is the city in the state? Where is the state in the nation? Where is the nation in the earth? And where is the earth in the galaxy? Solar system. And where is the solar system in the galaxy? And there is our galaxy related to the rest of the galaxies in the universe. So it's not only it brings greater memory to you, but also it expands your mind. You realize you're a speck in the something incredible in the universe, and it humbles you. And you humbly say, God is everything, and that means the whole universe. And then you realize how insignificant you are, but at the same time, how wonderful you are, because you are a part of the whole thing. There is no separation. You are not, alone. Or helpless, the force that guides the universe guides you too. So, if you feel helplessness and disconnected, just close your eyes. Let's connect to the universe. And you see, I'm not, alone. I'm not lonely. No, alone is okay. Alone means all one. But lonely, you should not be. Lonely means I am not connected. The moment you're not connected, it means you're depressed, unhappy, and all that. But the only thing really humanity have to do for each other is to create an environment that everybody is provided for physiological and safety needs. The rest, they have to work in themselves to realize they're one. Okay? Humanity is one. God is one. Okay? If God is one, why do we have so many religions? If God is one, why are we so separated? He separated us by religion and nationality and race and gender. No, we did it ourselves. Our ego did it. We are not separated. There is no separation between us. There is nothing, says this is different than you. The moment you say this is different than this part of God, what we are doing? We are separating one part of God from another part. So we have not realized God yet. When we realize God, there is no separation. This is different. They might do things differently, but they are not different. They are same you know, consciousness, same soul. But they then do things differently. That doesn't make them different at all. They just do different things differently. Okay? But the essence is the same as ours. If we teach them to do things better than they do it before, would they change their way? Of course they will. Okay? If we learn to do things better than we used to, we change our way. That's one good thing about human. Human loves to progress. Go ahead. Of course, sometimes they lose their ways, okay, and they start progressing, they digress. But they love to progress. They love to go forward. And anytime you go forward a little, you're closer to the goal. Okay. That's how you get to the goal. You just don't jump to the goal, you go step by step. So, close your eyes, meditate, dance, chant, look at the great sign, get involved with the mission, do things for the mission that can expand and reach more humanity. Bring your friend, bring your relative, bring your family. This is mission for everyone. Anybody who's not in this mission, they should be. Okay? Because that is what the latest revelation is from God, and it should cover everyone. But they have to understand it. They have to see the vision. Okay? They have to say, yeah, that makes sense. A lot of people, they even are not interested in God or some, they're interested in themselves and their little lives. It's fine, that's great. But we are looking for those who are part of it, who have come to this earth for this specific reason, to work for this mission. They have, the longing is for unification of all religions together, seeing the last revelation of God and unify all humanity and work for it. And more dedicated to become, you eventually become a part of the facilitating body. Okay. And the facilitated body eventually will manifest this mission. It's just perfect, you know. If this mission wasn't perfect, I wouldn't be in it myself, because I rejected other religions because they weren't perfect. They were telling me believe in something up there, okay, and this didn't make sense. So envelop your life into this mission, and each idle time and each time you have, you know, bring your focus back to God. Don't let your mind wander and take you away from that focus. So the more your focus on the mission, the more you can get done for the mission. The less idle time you will have. But if you have idle time, meditate. If you have time, there's sometimes that you don't want to really do anything, just close your eyes and meditate and know thyself a little more and see how your energy is connected to other energies and how, you know, the things you do might not be as kosher and good, and just look at them through your meditation. Or you have a desire, you know, you have a desire to do something that you don't know if it's good or not. Go through your meditation. Okay, I want to do this. If I do that, and what that leads to one, and this leads to the other thing, and then go through it through your meditation. Usually at the end you say, I don't want it. A lot of people go through it in their life. You know what I mean? They really get involved and they go through it, and at the end they say, I don't really want it, or it really is not what I want. You can do that through your meditation. Instead of doing it, go through your meditation. What happens if I do it? Usually, if it's not good, you will see how your action affects not only you, but the people around you and everybody else. Or, you're at the end, you say, no, I really don't want to do this. It's not really what I want. The less you have desire, the less wants and craving you have, the more dedicated you are to God. The more things out there that are attacking you and getting you away from God, the less dedicated you will be. Because you are going to be a split. You call them two. I call them two. They mean that two personalities. the two pools in the line. One is the desire, and one is God. Okay. It can happen. If you have two, you don't know yourself. You still are not quite one with yourself, because you're still being pulled away from God. If you are completely out of God, you have no desire left, then you are one. Okay? So most of the people are two. Okay? They have two different pools. So we have to look at our, in our meditation, what kind of pool do I have? Okay. Where is sannyasana? What does sannyasana mean? It means complete dedication to God. I don't have any desire. I don't have desire for television, radio, you know, relationships, clothes. You know. The only thing I'm interested in, I'm absolutely dedicated to do the God's work. Should the floor hold my life if that is what I have to do. But I'm doing good for God. Okay. I don't want a television, I don't want anything of those poor. Okay. I am dedicated to God 100%. That's what sannyasa means. I'm renunciated. What renunciation? I have renounced the world. I've put everything away. You know? I don't have any desire. I don't have any want. I don't have any, you know, thing for clothing and relationship and, you know, this and that. I am here absolutely 100% for God to be with Him and serve Him and manifest His will. I don't have any will. His will is my will. That's what sannyasa means. Really, doesn't mean you should not be married or not. Of course, you shouldn't even have craving for marriage either. If it happened, it happened. Well, it didn't happen either. So, you can see that, you know, anything that pulls us away will come true. Okay. Then you don't, you know, why don't I feel God anymore? Because you're pulled. You're pulled away from God. Because you want other things. You want the family. You want, you know, children, you want, you know, the vacation, anything. I'm not saying you shouldn't go to vacation once in a while, probably you could just drop everything and go away, but, you know, for some people, but it shouldn't become a desire that takes you away from, you know, your God or your purpose. So that kind of a seeing yourself in your meditation, in the promise of God, in our teachings. What's the goal of life? To become divine. That's why you're here. You're not here to become a doctor, a professor, a lawyer. That's okay. You become a lawyer, become a divine lawyer. Become a divine doctor, become a divine professor. Become a divine, you know, coach. Or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's why all these techniques are given to us. Submission and surrender. Submission means God is doing it through me. Does God love to watch television 5 hours a day? Or, you know, being attracted to, you know, relationships that are not good for us sometimes? Or listening to everybody else but God? So we can see that it should not come true in our meditation. Meditate. Am I true? But there it says, explain what true means. What true means. Is obviously some desires are pulling me away from completely to God. Am I true or one? If I'm one, where is my focus? Is on God completely, all the time. If I'm two, I am two, they still have some desire. That I don't know myself. I'm not divine. I haven't made it. So we can say again, mission is a state of being. It's not, I'm in a mission. I live in mission's house. Or I'm in the communities of life. Therefore I'm divine. No. You are divine, then you are one. Even if you are in the communities of life. That's the communities of life is a process. You don't expect, if the community is created, this comes up right away. But these are the pointers for all of us. That's a good question. Next time you meditate, ask yourself, am I one or two? If I'm two, what are my tools? What are my tools that take me away from becoming one? Question, ask yourself. I can answer it for you, but if you answer it yourself, which is better, which is you learn more. If you answer it yourself or answer me, if I answer it for you, if you answer it yourself, I'm just helping you to answer things yourself more. So, let all become one, okay? Let's all ask ourselves, are we one or are we two? If we're two, then get rid of the other part. Become one. The more become one, the stronger, the greater, the more powerful mission you have. And use your talents. What kind of talent do I have? I'm a good cook. Good. Okay. Cook good food for the common supply. Good, cook good food for the divines. That's who we are called. We are called divines. That all the divine have good nutritional, delicious food that you can create. No, I am a good professor. Write good books about the mission and what they're doing, how religions are uniform. I'm a good lawyer. Great. Come and work for the missions, legal, implications that we might have for legal part of the mission. We are still living this world. Okay. As though we are living this world, we are dealing with this world. So we have to protect our teaching. Okay. There are little, implication, in what we do. How can we protect our teaching from being misquoted, being abused, and all that. So we have to be not only a spiritual, but a smart. Okay. Is God a smart? If we let God come through us, will he be the smartest? Of course he will. So it's not only a teaching, it's not only a revelation, it's a new man we are creating. A man that is a spiritual, is a smart, is intelligent, is effective, is a businessman, is a good worker, is absolutely, ready to take on any task in his or her life. Okay. We are making new man. We are creating Paravipras. Paravipras are people that they are one, not two.